Two off-duty New York City correction officers have shot people in separate incidents this summer, as WNYC Samantha Max reports. These recent shootings raise questions about the training of jail employees to use deadly force, especially as they navigate a world with an increasing number of guns.
5 years ago, the New York City Department of Correction released a video on YouTube. In the 3.5-minute clip, an officer from the training academy provides a glimpse into the department's firearms and tactics unit.
The training is actually a 9-day training program. We introduce you to the firearms. We try to dispel a lot of misbeliefs that people have. We give you a multiple target. We put you in a scenario to see how you would act or see how you apply all these found techniques and all the information that you have received from the academy.
The officer says his goal is to help the recruits feel more comfortable shooting a firearm and to understand the power that comes with it.
You get a shield, you get an ID, you get a gun. That comes with a great deal of responsibility. It's not just something like it's a toy or something that's cool to have. They really understand the responsibility that they have.
Every city corrections officer goes through this training. They aren't all issued firearms like police are, but state law does allow jail officers to carry guns off duty, even in the newly created sensitive areas. On two different occasions this summer, off-duty corrections employees were carrying firearms and shot someone. Last week, a firearms instructor at the academy named Dion Middleton allegedly shot and killed a teenager who was holding a toy gun. Less than 3 weeks earlier, Officer David Donegan fired his gun after someone reportedly pointed a weapon at a crowd. In the most recent case, the officer was charged with murder and held on $1 million bail. In the other, the off-duty corrections officer was called a hero and praised by Commissioner Luis Molina.
We're grateful that he took his action and prepared through his training and was able to engage with these two individuals that were providing gun violence in our city.
So much is still unknown about these two shootings. There's no body camera footage, and police have only released tidbits of information. But the incidents pose two unique test cases for the current debate around guns in New York. They raise questions about firearms training for corrections officers and how it prepares them to handle split-second decisions on the streets. They also hint at the challenges of navigating a world where the chances are getting higher of encountering someone else with a weapon. While police training has come under increased scrutiny in recent years, jail officer training has received much less attention. It's hard to know exactly what they're taught, besides the little summary that's given in the YouTube video. The department would only say they go above and beyond state law requirements.
All the training has to first be grounded in an ethic.
Use of force expert Roger Clark says they should be trained to shoot only as a last resort and to think through their fears before acting on them.
Life is sacred. Only in the direst of circumstances, only absent a reasonable, obvious alternative.
Clark spent nearly 3 decades with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, working both on the streets and in the jails. Now, he reviews use of force cases, including for the killing of Tamir Rice, a child who was shot by a Cleveland police officer, also because of a toy gun. Clark says officers should consider the full context of the situation to determine if someone's gun is real. Is anyone screaming for help? Is the person acting aggressively or making threats? It's a lot to think about in a hectic situation. But he says that's what officers need to do.
We're trained that kids carry toy guns. And there's a lot of toys out there and there's a lot of replicas out there. And you got to be sure.
In last week's case, 18-year-old Raymond Chaloussan was allegedly playing with an Orbeez gun. These toys are modeled after military-style rifles, but they shoot gel beads, not bullets. They've gone viral on TikTok, and videos with hundreds of thousands of views show kids pelting unsuspecting passersby.
Does it hurt?
Get over here!
Not at all.
The Correction Officers Benevolent Association says Officer Middleton fired his gun after he felt something hit his back. Since the shooting, the NYPD has taken to Twitter to let the public know that these bead blasters are illegal in the city. Even local violence interrupters are grappling with how to respond when kids are playing with them.
Interestingly enough, just the other day, I'm literally talking about yesterday,
we did an interruption because we saw a group of kids in our catchment area in Bragg Northwest doing the same type of thing.
David Caba runs Bronx Rises Against Gun Violence, which works to prevent shootings in the same neighborhood where Chalusant was killed. He doesn't want anyone to be too quick to pull the trigger or to make assumptions that members of his community pose a risk to law enforcement.
I'm perplexed by what occurred in the past. It hasn't been a water gun that was mistaken. It was a cell phone that was mistaken in the past on many occasions, or someone's wallet, or there's always something.
A Supreme Court ruling that overturned New York's strict concealed carry statute earlier this summer could further complicate things. A recent study found states that eased their gun carrying laws have higher rates of shootings by law enforcement. Another study found officers fatally shoot people at higher levels in states with a higher prevalence of firearms. And while researchers didn't determine the cause of those trends, some experts wonder whether more guns on the streets could put officers on edge and therefore make them more likely to pull the trigger. Several researchers have also questioned whether off-duty officers ought to be armed, or if carrying guns in their day-to-day lives could pose an unnecessary risk. That fear was on some adults' minds hours after Chalusant was killed, as a few dozen kids escaped the latest heat wave at a water gun fight in Broward Park.
Nowadays, everything is going crazy and it's scary. So you gotta be absolutely, extremely careful.
Elizabeth David is a military veteran. She says it makes sense for soldiers to learn how to kill, to survive in a war zone. But she doesn't think law enforcement should be killing anyone. And she's sad that her six-year-old nephew has to be afraid of getting shot as a young black boy.
We don't even buy toy guns anymore because of all the misunderstanding. Oh, he pulled a gun on me. I didn't know if it was a toy gun, so I pulled the trigger. But if you're going to pull the trigger, why shoot to kill?
The officer who fired his gun over the 4th of July weekend is still on duty, according to the Department of Correction. The one who shot a teenager has been suspended while the state attorney general investigates. He's the first corrections officer to be criminally charged for shooting someone since New York created an independent unit to review killings by law enforcement. The officers' union says they will provide him the best possible representation. Samantha Max, WNYC News.